Next week, the Wyoming legislature will begin to address a growing and expensive problem in Wyoming, long-term care. As you've likely heard, Medicaid costs in Wyoming are a growing concern, and a lot of that is because it's the way many use to pay for nursing home care. Sam Shumway is the director of AARP Wyoming and says the lack of available long-term care is another problem. He tells me that they want to present some solutions to lawmakers.
You know, we became sort of acutely aware of this a couple years ago when the Department of Health issued a long-term care study that showed that right now the state's paying about $130 million a year for long-term care for our aging population. If they do nothing, that number is going to jump to over $300 million in the next 10 years. And we saw that and we said, that's a lot of money. And for a state that's already sort of strapped, you know, what can we do to slow that growth? What can we do to mitigate that? And so that's when we started talking about it and thinking about it.
So what drives up that cost so quickly?
One of the primary drivers of that is nursing home care. So if somebody retires and they can't afford to pay for their own long-term care for whatever reason, they'll end up in a nursing home. And Wyoming Medicaid pays for about 70% of nursing home beds in the state. And a nursing home stay costs between $50,000 to $70,000 a year. And so that's one of the primary drivers of that. Now, when we talk about mitigating that growth, in-home care, aging in place, home services is really one of the best ways to do that. And so we're looking and really trying to promote both funding and different innovative ways that we can encourage and promote aging in place, keeping people in their homes where they want to be.
My guess is the services simply aren't available in a lot of our state. Am I right about that?
Yeah, definitely. That's a challenge. Workforce, finding those CNAs or those home service providers, that's a challenge. And we've heard that from the providers. They have wait lists. They say, you know, we would love to be able to do this, but we don't have the workforce. And so one of the things that I'll just tell you about is in Wyoming, there are over 60,000 unpaid caregivers. And so these are, you know, people who are caring for a family member, loved one, neighbor, who don't really receive any state support for doing that. But the economic benefit of that service is tremendous. It's in the millions of dollars. And so we're looking at leveraging that group of caregivers to provide those services. Because these aren't, you know, these aren't high-level nursing care. This is activities of daily living. This is, you know, help with meal preparation, transportation, chores, sometimes bathing, things like that. And so other states have programs that they've developed that provides more direct support to these caregivers, whether through sort of a monthly stipend to offset some of the cost, whether that's through transportation or time off work. Or another example, Idaho has something called a certified family home, where I can bring one or two or three individuals into my home, be the caregiver for them, and then the state will reimburse me some amount every month. And when I say some amount, it's a fraction of the cost of institutionalization. So, you know, we're talking, you know, in Idaho, I think it's about $20,000 versus $60,000 for a nursing home. And so if there are things like that, you know, where we can use these caregivers to provide this support and keep people out of nursing homes, man, we really want to take a hard look at those kinds of policy proposals.
I saw on the agenda part of the discussion might center around a role the senior centers could potentially play. Is that kind of along these same lines? Maybe you get folks from a local senior center to help out with some of these people?
Sure. Yeah, our senior centers are such a wonderful resource to communities. And whether it's through the congregate meals that they provide or the Meals on Wheels, that's one of the, you know, being able to have food security is a huge issue, especially in, you know, small, rural, Wyoming communities. And so we've got to keep supporting our senior centers. And a lot of these home services actually run out of the senior centers. They'll contract with a provider. And so, yeah, senior centers are huge. The benefit that they provide to communities, the return on investment for both the senior centers and for these home services, and I would say for supporting caregivers in providing these home services is really tremendous. And so, you know, we can keep just, you know, spending money on putting people in nursing homes, or we can look at it and say, how can we get the best return on these state dollars? And I think, you know, home services is really one of the best returns. So that's why we're really supporting it.
Sam, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Sam Shumway is the director of AARP Wyoming. The Joint Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee meets next week in Casper.